Buckeyes will be looking for backups to step forward like Baker Mayfield did last night on Saturday against Tulane, because Nick Bosa is out. Nick Bosa with a core muscle injury and surgery yesterday. I won't even play a doctor on the radio because, of course, I have access to great information from a great staff of orthopedic docs, one of whom is Dr. Kenneth Westerheide. He's with Orthopedic One. He joins us now. Dr. Westerheide, good morning. Have you done a core surgery, or I'm sure your colleagues have done a core surgery? What comes to mind when you hear a core surgery for Nick Bosa?
Good morning. Well, a core muscle typically refers to right where the abdominal muscles connect to the pelvis.
Okay.
And so, you know, everybody's familiar with, you know, people having hernias. This is typically referred to as a sports hernia.
Okay, so do you put something in there to reinforce that? Do you, stitch it up? What's the recovery period? What's Nick Bosa looking at here?
So it depends on, the tissue quality. Sometimes, you know, similar to a regular hernia, sometimes there's mesh that can be used to reinforce it. Oftentimes, the sports hernias are in younger people. The tissue is very healthy, and you basically are reattaching the muscles back onto what we call the fascia, which is, you know, a thick type of tissue that supports the pelvis. And whenever you repair something like that, it's 6 to 8 weeks before you're doing a lot of exertion. So,
6 to 8 weeks before you're doing a lot of exertion. I mean, you watch Nick Bosa, Dr. Kenneth Westerheide. He's an explosive athlete. He's down in a stance. He's pushing off. He's circling around a defensive end, or he's cutting on that leg and he's cutting back inside. This seems to me to be like a nightmare injury for a guy who puts those kinds of physical demands on his body.
Well, you're right. And, that's going to be, determining when he's going to be able to test it. And ultimately, you don't always know how it's going to feel until you really start to test it. So, they're going to, be conservative, I think, with him, with the talent and the future that he has, that it'll be, rest assured, pretty comfortable with him going back, and that they've tested him. And but it's going to be a very demanding type of physical activity that he does and his size, and it's going to test that repair for sure.
Okay, so final question, Dr. Kenneth Westerheide, Orthopedic One, on Nick Bosa, his post-surgical recovery. What do you do to rehab this? Do you run in water? Do you run on a zero gravity treadmill? Do you stretch? What do you do to rehab this?
Well, those are all options. Obviously, the zero gravity treadmill is an option. The water would be an option. We have underwater trainers and jogging machines that you can do, but you need to have the incision fully healed for that. So it's going to be a lot of things that you're not, providing a large abdominal strain. And those are all options, and I'm sure they're going to utilize all those things to keep him in cardio fitness until he can really start to go on the return after the sports hernia.
Dr. Westerheide, thanks for your assistance on this. We appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
There you go. You too. Orthopedic One, Dr. Kenneth Westerheide, Nick Bosa's injury. He said 6 to 8. Some of the estimates I've seen, 4 to 6. I just don't know, man. This is the kind of a thing. It's a delicate matter all the way around.